Good morning, and welcome to Tuesday, this the 11th day in May in 2021. I'm your host, Michael Kimmett, as always, bringing you four of the most crucial current events in cyber and technology that you need to get through this, your Tuesday. And we're going to start with the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the Australian Cybersecurity Center, known as ACSC. The FBI and ACSC are warning people that there's a ransomware campaign that is targeting organizations in the US, UK, Germany, France, China, Brazil, Italy, India, UAE, France, and Spain. Basically, most of the world other than Russia and Africa. Well, if you don't count Antarctica. And the reason that this is problematic is because Avedon is pretty damning. Basically, it steals information first, and the operators try to blackmail you, and in the meantime, all of your computers are encrypted, meaning that you cannot do the thing that you do. If you are a card processor, you can't process cards. If you're a manufacturer at a farm, you can't manufacture whatever it is you're producing, and so it's very problematic. The good news is that the ACSC advisory, which is joint, has details from the FBI, does provide some techniques, tools, and procedures that are associated with the Avedon ransomware group. And because of this, if you operate a network, you can actually look for those things proactively so that at the earliest indications that you might be a victim, you can help prevent such attacks. But there are other ransomware modules and there are other victims. The latest appears to be a Tokyo manufacturer of power tools and industrial machinery. And that company is called Yamabiko. Now, Yamabiko is huge with tons of profits and is ripe targeting for ransomware operators because their facilities mean that they need more uptime to both sell their equipment as well as support existing owners of their large machinery. Outages could be catastrophic for Yamabiko. And so it's interesting that Yamabiko appears to be the latest victim of the Babook ransomware crew. Now, why this is interesting is because we thought the Babook ransomware crew was done. They claimed that they would be retiring after an attack just this year on the Washington, D.C. Police Department, where they released the details publicly. And that's problematic because in the United States, due to some civil conflicts, there are some fears that police would be targeted at their home residence with the kind of data that was released. And so Babook ransomware crew allegedly said they were retiring, and there were some indications that they might share their ransomware module to other criminals. And so the Yamabiko incident is bad and demonstrates why companies need to be careful because it could impact their customer list, their employee list, other personal details, as well as business dealings and potentially, you know, your trade secrets, if you will. But more intriguingly in this case, we don't know if the Babook ransomware crew that had been operating that module is behind this attack. It's using the same site to leak the data, and there are a lot of indications it is, but when a crew says they retire, sometimes their tool can become public knowledge, and so other people could be imitating Babook using that module. So time will tell if this is the actual crew of Babook, or if Babook ransomware should be taking a little more seriously because it could come from multiple threat actors. And speaking of threat actors, there's a threat actor that has been doing something that is incredibly alarming. They are hijacking exit nodes of a very popular anonymizing service known as Tor, T-O-R, which stands for The Onion Router. And when people exit the Tor network via one of these nodes, don't worry, I'll explain in a second. Because this operator owns those nodes, they are taking away the encryption, meaning that their data could be susceptible to eavesdropping and or data theft. And, alarmingly, at one point, researchers believe this threat actor controlled up to 27% of the Tor exit nodes. Now, To explain Tor just a little bit, a lot of people are really worried that their information is going to be traced from their internet service provider to whatever website. And so what they like to do is use the Tor network or the Onion router. And by doing so, you log in. The Onion router sends your data all over the world before exiting its maze of confusing IP relays. And all of the time, your data is encrypted. And when you exit the Tor relay, you have to exit through an exit node. Think of it as a confusing line of freeways with a lot of bridges and tunnels so that helicopters can't trace where you're going. It's kind of like that, but digital. But if someone owns all the exits, they can just basically call the police and let them know where you are, or in this case, strip the security of your data. And so while you may have been secure in transit, when you are about to get to your destination, there's a 25% chance that you will be robbed. And so this is very alarming, and if you use the Onion router, just know that there is literally a 25% chance at any given time that you could be a victim. For its part, the Tor network moderators and operators are aware that this is a thing. These kinds of exit relays are removed from their service when they're detected, but this threat actor is adding them at such a low rate over time consistently that they start to go undetected and can add up very quickly. And so it's a difficult problem for any network of this type to address, and you need to know that while you're trying to be safe, hopefully not conducting any criminal activity, you could be exposing yourself to other kinds of criminal activity. We're going to end today with some really alarming news that addresses the topic of fake news. And this comes amidst some concerns about what is essentially a fake comment fest. Some of you may recall the argument for net neutrality. And net neutrality is a critical thing because net neutrality is this concept that data on the internet should all be treated equally. In other words, you shouldn't have to pay more money for Netflix data. You do have to pay Netflix as a service, but your internet service provider shouldn't be allowed to tell you that, hey, Netflix data costs a penny more a gigabyte than, say, Hulu's data, for example, or any other competitor. We're just using examples here. And so what's interesting is that net neutrality is critical in making sure that people have equal access to all data and that these huge companies can't just buy their way into primacy in your homes to deliver their content, their media, and their messages. And essentially, if they did that, these smaller grassroots uprising enterprises would either have to get on board with a bigger company or not be able to exist at all. Net neutrality is crucial, and it was sort of repealed in 2017. The Federal Communications Commission in the United States was making a ruling. And they made this ruling based on public sentiment, industry input from a lot of different technology firms, and as well as lawmakers and other lawyers. The problem is that 18 million of the 22 million comments that the FCC received were fake. And there's this really alarming concern because there is some measure of proof that a majority of those actually came from big companies like Cox, Time Warner, and others that operate these giant ISPs who were against net neutrality because by being able to have deals with bigger companies, they could earn more profits. Because the ISP doesn't really care what costs you have, they care how much money the providers of the data that traverses their networks will pay them for said basically walkway fees, right? Essentially, they have these great highways of information, a lot of road metaphors today, but essentially they want to have the cars that are going to go on this highway pay them a toll. The more they can pay a toll for specific vehicle types, the better for them. And so they generated a huge number of fake comments trying to sway the decision-making of the FCC, who is in control of these types of legal affairs. Well, it's not just them, though, because apparently there was a young man, 17 years old, who used a bot to generate just as much pro-net neutrality comments to the FCC. And so we see two sides of the angle using the same kind of fake information technology, creating fake profiles, linking them to make them look real, and then posting comments to support their agenda so that the people making decisions have a hard time understanding just who wants what. And this is really bad because in a society where we like to criticize lawmakers for making laws that don't address us, they're using information they think is real, these comments, to try to make laws, not understanding that these are not real people with real concerns, but either individuals with an agenda or big companies with a financial agenda. And so we are going to continue to see a lot of these kinds of things. And so as you're on the internet, understand that while things may look convincing on the surface, they're usually and can very easily be faked in volume. So you need to be very careful about what you believe on the internet, because it's not all real. That'll do it for me today. Thank you all so very much. Have a most fantastic Tuesday. We will see you bright and early tomorrow on Wednesday. So until then, stay strong, stay safe, and stay healthy. Michael Kimmett, signing off. Ciao. Welcome back, listeners. Today's tip of the cap goes to Tanatalua Aduwumi. Now, he's known as Tani, and he's getting a tip of the cap because he has become a national chess master at just 10 years old. And what's inspiring about Tani's achievement is that this comes after he and his family had to flee Nigeria amidst violence against Christians in that country. And so seeking shelter in homeless areas in the state of New York, Tani taught himself chess and has become a national master, seeing that he can overcome obstacles of any type to achieve greatness. And so for that, for your inspiration in showing that people can overcome their situation and apply themselves in a productive manner, a sincere tip of the cap, Tani, and please keep on chessing.